The way to avoid the pressure cooker is to walk yourself through the 7 steps of conscious change. And these 7 steps we want to use right now so that you really implement your hour of power, so you keep that advantage to your life, you keep that edge, but also so you get that extraordinary experience of connection with yourself, that time with yourself. Also, these would be the same 7 steps you'll go through to make a dietary change. So let's get to them real fast. Here they are. They're really simple. Number 1, get disturbed. Now you might say, get disturbed? That doesn't sound like a very sweet first step, Tony. Well, it isn't sweet, but it works. Because we can't possibly change unless we get ourselves disturbed enough that we're going to do something about it. What it really means is get honest with yourself. Don't use any softeners. Don't use any rationalizations. Don't compare yourself to other people so you can feel okay. Don't compare how you used to be and say, look, I used to be worse, so it's not that bad. All those things will steal away your drive. See, if you really wanted to get disturbed and you feel like you're overweight, then rip off your clothes right now and look in a full-length mirror and then turn around and look at the parts that you never want to see. You know, the parts that are scaring the family? Come on, let's be honest here. You know, you've got to see this stuff and you've got to be truthful, don't you? Because if you're not truthful with yourself, you can never have the energy to change. You got to get disturbed. You finally say no more, not another minute, not another day. If you're not willing to go for the full naked approach, you could put on some clothes that you used to wear and look in the mirror and feel the tightness. See, anything that can make you move. Now you say, well, my problem is not overweight, Tony. Then look at what you're missing out on because you haven't followed through, because you haven't made the decision, because you haven't spent the time with your kids, because you haven't been there having some date nights or some special time with the person you love. Get associated to the problem before it gets out of control. Make it worse than it even is if you need to get disturbed, because you need to get yourself to take action, don't you? You wouldn't have thought of something you wanted to change unless there was something about it that wasn't good enough. And the challenge is just getting yourself to get something visceral, something that'll move you. But if you're not disturbed, you're not going to change. It's that simple. And most of us, when we get disturbed, what do? Immediately? We immediately placate ourselves. We immediately try and get rid of the pain. Pain is your friend if you don't just live there, if you use it for drive. See, there's a reason you begin this pain. It's a signal to your nervous system saying, this isn't working, you must do something. But what we do is we pop an aspirin or a drug or smoke a cigarette or eat some more food or distract ourselves with TV. We find some drug of choice that's acceptable in society or in our peer group, and we kill the pain, and therefore we kill the drive. Drive is your friend. You will only have drive if you are disturbed. Get disturbed by getting really clear with yourself. When you have hunger, you'll move forward. I don't mean physical hunger. I mean a hunger for something deeper and richer. Hunger only happens by getting disturbed. Now, here's another way to get disturbed. Not just look at how bad it is. Get around where it's better. Get around people who are playing life at a higher level, where they are really physically fit. They're strong. They're energetic. They're passionate. They're fun. They got a great relationship. Because seeing that will also disturb you, because you won't be able to separate the fact that your life is not like that. You can try to rationalize all you want, but the more you're around people who are playing life at the highest level, the more disturbed you'll get. You'll either run back to your friends so you can feel good about your life compared to them, or you'll join a new peer group. You want to be good at tennis? You got to play somebody better than you are, which is disturbing, and it creates drive, and it makes you have to get better. Play somebody who's worse than you are, there's nothing disturbing about that. It's boring. It's not disturbing. And staying where you are is boring, so you got to get disturbed. Now, if all you do is get disturbed and get all stirred up, that's not going to be really good. And after a while, you're going to want to escape that. So you got to turn that feeling of being disturbed into drive. And the way you do that is while you're disturbed, step 2, you make a real decision. And that decision requires that you don't decide just what to do. Some people get disturbed about, let's say, their body and say, okay, I'm going to run 22 miles. They make a decision. But that's not what they want. They don't want to run 22 miles. That's the game plan. See, everyone who's successful has what I call an RPM plan. This is what we teach in the time of your life. An RPM plan means a plan that has 3 answers to 3 questions. Number 1, they know what result they're after. That's what the R is. They know what they want. The result, the specific result they're committed to. I've never met a successful person who doesn't know what they want. Because your chances of suddenly bumping into what you want without knowing what it is are slim and none. Number 2, they know their purpose, which means they know why they want it. If you want something, oh, I want $1 million. I want, 12% body fat. I want, this great relationship. Well, that's wonderful, but that's a should. What makes it a must is when you have enough reasons to make it happen no matter what, enough purpose behind it. Purpose has power. You can't just know what it is you want. You don't know why you want it, the purpose for it. And the M is you need a massive action plan. And the massive action plan means lots of ways to get the job done. Because if you say I'm going to run 20 miles, and then you get to about 3, and you can't go another step, and then all of a sudden you're tight as heck, now you're going to go, well, I can't run. Well, your purpose, your outcome was not to run. The result you were after wasn't running. It was to lose 20 pounds. It was to be energetic. It was to have your energy increased. So you're focusing on something you can't do instead of saying, I can lose the weight still because I must. Here's why, and here's my plan. Okay, I'll swim. The running didn't work, I'll swim. I'll walk, I'll do this. There are a million ways. You need a massive action plan. So get disturbed and then make a decision about what you want and why you want it. What's your ultimate vision? What's your ultimate purpose? So let's try this with you right now. Let's get honest. Let's take a moment right now. What is it in your life that is not good enough, and if you're honest, is really disgusting? You go, Tony, what's disgusting in my life? Thank you very much. Nothing. My life is perfect. Bull. Nobody's life is perfect if they're healthy. I mean, think about it. Anybody who's honest has a gap in their life between where they are and where they want to be in some area. If your body's perfect, then you don't have enough time. If your time is perfect, then you don't know your children. If your children are perfect, then your finances are screwed up. Come on. It's part of being human. So honest people can look at the gap, and because they can look at it, they can close the gap between where they are and where they want to be quickly. But you know what? As soon as you close it, you'll just create another one because you'll raise your standards. That's what life's about, right? So let's get honest. Right now, what's disturbing? I want you to turn this disc off, and I want you to do two things. I want you to write down, number one, what, if you're honest, are you unhappy about? In your career, in your business, in yourself, in your rationalizations? Is it a habit of eating? Is it emotion? Is it not taking time for yourself? What's something that's disturbing? And then step number two, what do you want? Don't just stay disturbed. You're right. That won't feel good. Get disturbed so you have the energy to make change a must and not a should. Write it down. What is it you're really tired of, you're sick of, you're going to change now? And then step two, make a decision. Write down what you really want now. What are you going to do instead? The result I'm committed to doing instead is this. I'm going to feel this way. I'm going to change my state. I'm going to stop telling my story. I'm going to schedule this time with my kids or with myself. I'm going to work out. I'm going to hire a trainer tomorrow. Make a decision. That's where all the power is. Don't just say something like, I want to make more money. Fine. Here's a dollar. Get out of here. Don't say, I want to lose some weight. Fine. Lose a pound and get out of here. You've got to be specific about what it is that's disturbing you, why it's disturbing you. And then secondly, write down what are you committed to now and why. Then turn me back on. Go, go, go. Do it right now. Don't you keep listening to me. Turn this off. I don't care if you're in the car. You can still do this. Come on, turn it off. This is about taking action. You don't get the edge by talking and listening. You get the edge by doing. Let's do it. Come back to me when you're done. Bye. Okay, welcome back. Now, what did you learn and what did you experience? I had some people here in the studio while we're doing this tape. I asked them to do the homework and see what experience that they've had. They said it was a bit painful. I hope it was for you because, you know, two things drive us in life, pain and pleasure. And what you're really doing in this process is by discovering what disturbs you is you're tapping into the power of pain when it's used intelligently, when it's used with your capacity to create drive. Remember, if you don't get disturbed by anything, something that's undisturbed is not going to move. It's certainly not going to make it through the obstacles that are necessary to achieve something of significant value for your life. So once you do that, though, you don't want to just be disturbed, as I said. You've got to now focus on, okay, this is not good enough. That's good. That creates energy. Now that it's not good enough, what do you want? Because if you stay focused on what you don't do, what you're not following through on, what you're unhappy about, then all you'll do is continue to rotate through the emotion that makes you disempowered. So you got to get clear on the result and get as specific as possible and then know why you're going to follow through, why it's a must. Now, let's take a couple of examples, typical things that I hear and some things that we actually heard here in the studio as well. One person here said there were actually two things that were disturbing him. He said the first one is that he's got this great workout equipment. He spent all the money and all the energy to make sure he got the very best stuff. He configured it, organized it so that it was ready to go, but he just doesn't work out. The reason is he goes through all those things we talked about earlier, right? All the stories about it. He doesn't have time. I'll get to it tomorrow. I said, but what's really disturbing about it? He said, what's disturbing is that it's inconsistent with me as a person because I'm an achiever. I make things happen. And he said, you know, I'm not following through. And he said, what's really disturbing, honestly, is I know I'm not doing it because I'm getting older and I realize I don't have the same capacity as I used to have. And I refuse to grow old, so rather than face the fact that maybe I'm lifting a little less or I have a little less aerobic capacity than I had before, I just kind of say, I'll do this tomorrow. Now, the truth of the matter is, to educate him or anybody else, they've been doing research over the last 10 years at several universities here in the United States where they're taking people who are in their mid-60s, people who have never worked out in their life, and training to lift weights as an example. And they're developing within these men and women in their 60s the same level of muscular strength as men and women in their 20s and 30s. So it may not be that you're getting old as much as you've gotten older, you've made less of a priority to use these muscles in a way that puts a significant demand on them. It's like osteoporosis. You know, research now, all the doctors now see that if you don't make demands on your bones, they get weaker, they don't get stronger. But the point of the matter is that's what was bothering him. And he said that what he really decided is he really is committed to working out on a consistent basis. And of course, he could make that more specific, 3 times a week, 2 times a week, because if he makes it general, he still won't achieve it. You won't have a way to measure whether you're making it or not. And then he said the why for him is he really truly wants that sense of passion, that energy, that sense of vitality back in his life, and the sense that he's able to conquer things. Now, he said another thing that disturbed him, he was on a roll. He went for two. He said the other thing was that he's been a songwriter for years, and he said 20 years ago, Johnny Mercer, the guy that wrote Moon River and some of those classic songs, the person who told him, you write for the wastebasket. This is what made him successful. That instead of writing and trying to be perfect, which no one can be, and that keeps you from actually writing, you write just for the sake of writing, getting it out and knowing that whatever you get out, you're not going to judge it. It's designed for the wastebasket. And what that does, it gets momentum going. And then pretty soon you start to actually get results. So when he heard that, he said he acted upon it, but he did it for 6 weeks. It was the best songwriting of his career. And for 20 years, he's been trying to get back to that. He said, it's disturbing to think something so simple I've not followed through on. And I said, well, what do you want? He says, I want to make sure. And again, he said, I want to write more songs, but he wasn't specific. So the reason I'm bringing this up is as you're looking at what you wrote down, remember the reason we say not only what do you want, but we call it an RPM plan is what is the specific result, the measurable result? How many times a week? How many pages? Something that you can actually measure. Otherwise, it's a vague dream that you won't follow through on. By the way, he said throughout the day, he said, I have this vague feeling that like songs are ready to be born, but he said, I don't pick up the pen and paper. And he said, I never even get pregnant. So this is a process. And I said, why do you want this? He said, because I am a songwriter. That's my purpose. That's what I'm about as a human being. And not to do this is not to be fully alive. So what have we got within this man? Well, we've got two areas of his life that he's disturbed about. And he said, it was painful to do this, but that's good. Because even though he said it's painful, it's interesting. His energy increased as he talked about it. And you can see as I'm talking right now, I can see him through the glass. He's kind of nodding his head. And, you know, you can see him. He's like getting more committed. Because commitment comes because there's something sizable on the line, both pain if you don't fall through and pleasure if you do. Now, we got to refine it. He's got an R and a P to his RPM plan. He knows the result. He knows the why. That'll give him drive. Now he's got to come up with a map. What's the massive action plan? What are the little and big things he can do immediately to get results? Because that's the third step we're going to go through in these 7 steps to get yourself to create lasting change, lasting improvement. Whether it's getting you to do your hour of power or make a dietary change, you're going to have to get disturbed with what you're doing and you're not going to change your diet. You're going to have to get yourself to make a decision about what you really want specifically and why you want it. So once you decide, the why will get you to follow through. And then step 3 is you've got to come up with a real plan. And that's what an RPM plan is, a very specific result, a very specific purpose that moves you. It doesn't matter how it sounds. Does it move you to action? Does it give you enough reasons, both positive and negative, to move? And do you got a map, a plan to make that occur? But before you do your map, let's look at some other examples. Another person here in the studio is a gentleman who owns this studio, and he's a very successful man. And he said what's really disturbing to him is that he doesn't have enough time in his life. He said, you know, I'm so busy working all the time because in my business, it's money and time are connected together. Either have a lot of time and no money or a lot of money and no time. And I think a lot of people can relate to this. And he said, so he realized this a long time ago and he came up with a solution, which was to create some products so that he could make money while he slept. He said he's got 4 of those products that are 95% done. He said it would be so easy to just get them done and get them on the web. But he hasn't done it, and that disturbs him. I said, what really disturbs you about not having time? Because I want to find a deeper level of pain, something that'll move him. And he said, really, that my kids are growing up and that I'm so busy, I'm not really there to experience and enjoy them. And you could hear his whole tone change. I go, Robin, why are you making him feel this kind of pain? What, are you trying to depress him or something? No, we're trying to get to what's real. We're so busy covering up the things we're unhappy about or stuffing them down with food or alcohol or television set or more work that we never get to what matters to us. See, the only way you get real lasting change is to get down to what really matters to you personally. And that's okay if it's painful. You're not going to live there. You're just going to go there to find what's real. Does that make sense? I hope it does for you, because it's that self-honesty that makes all change possible. So I said, okay, great. What do you want? He said, well, I want to complete these four products. I said, okay, great. So now he's got a specific result. Now he's got to decide by when, right? Because he got to be a specific result. A specific result is what and by when. Otherwise, there's no way to measure it. And you can't manage something you can't measure, right? If it's too general, there's no way to get it. So he said, okay, I'm going to get these done by X time. And I said, why is it so important to you? He said, why? Because the status quo is driving me crazy. I said, well, there's a positive reason. And he said, but also because it'll be fun. It'll be fulfilling to get it done. And it'll give me my time. And what's great about what he gave is he gave reasons that are painful and pleasurable. Listen, we're all creatures that need to avoid pain, and we desire pleasure. Using those is being intelligent. Running around and pretending like there's nothing wrong or you're totally fulfilled and happy when you're not, it's called lying to yourself, deceiving yourself, and it eventually will bite you. It may look good for a while on the surface, but it will not fulfill you. Does that make sense? I've said this a couple times, haven't I? But that's because I want you to get it. I want you to think about it. I want you to hear me rant. I want you to own it if it makes sense to you. And if it doesn't, then throw it out. But I think if you look at it from your own life experience, you'll find this is true.